flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
the saints have died, the God messengers die, the life-filled yogis die too, the kings die, the subjects die, the healer and the sick die too, the moon dies, the sun dies, the earth and the sky die too. Even the caretaker of the 14 worlds die. Why hope for any of these? The 9 die, the 10 die, the 88 die easily too, the 33 crores enlightened beings die. It's a big game of time. The unnamed Naam lives without any end. There is no other truth, says Kabir. Listen, O Sadhu. Don't get lost and die. The life is evanescent. Things go and things come and go. Nothing stays. The very transitory nature of this world appears deceptive, but it makes us stop, pause and think again what I am doing. Attachment to everything temporary brings nothing but sorrow. It's a great illusion. And spirituality is the attempt to break this illusion. There are 2 stages of enlightenment. The first stage is disidentification. to understand the nature of consciousness, we need to understand these two nature, these two steps. The first step is to disidentify with everything which you are not. The body, the relations, the post, the position, the language, the nation, the country, the possessions, the wealth, nothing of this define you. The first step is disidentification with everything. And this disidentification cannot come just by thinking, churning. Only in the deeper stages of meditation, you can detach yourself from everything which is not you, from everything which has been imposed, from everything which has come from outside. Nothing was there when you were born in this body. Even the name which we are carrying, everything has been given from outside. The desires, the ambitions, everything has come from outside. Even the thoughts, the viewpoints, the perspective. Nothing is mine. The first step of spirituality is to disidentify. Neti neti. Not this, not this, not this, not this, not this. Then what? So the second step is identification with what you are. And that identification will come only by negating, by removing the layers one after the other. And then what remains? Is you. The consciousness mirrors itself. It is a search of the within for itself. So when the within is reached, who will declare? The consciousness declares itself. But the language is silence. The observer and the observed become one. The dancer and the dance become one. The singer and the song become one. So that is the second stage. When we reach and we hold on. Because this identification is a rare phenomenon. If you don't hold on, again you enter into the stage of disidentification. So the first stage is move away from the consciousness of what is false. It's a journey from BC to SC. From the consciousness of this soil, from the consciousness of this five elements, from the consciousness of the external, to move to the consciousness of the within, the internal, the spirit, the real. So yesterday Baba began a 7-day course of renunciation. And yesterday we saw how renunciation is connected to your fortune, who is real renunciate. The sacrifice leads to building up of destiny. Today, the second chapter is about what you have to give up. And this is perhaps the first and the last chapter, and this is perhaps the most important, or you can say difficult one. So different methods are given in this Murali for disidentification. How do we disidentify ourselves? The first method: remove belongingness. This is the greatest cause of sorrow. Belongingness, mine. Second, remove ownership. Third, Baba said, look at those sannyasis. They give up everything. You are also the unlimited sannyasis. If a sannyasin gives up the world and again re-enters, he has no place in the society. If he comes and marries and begets children, it becomes blasphemy. So also, you are unlimited sannyasis. Once you give up, you don't accept. Once you give up, you don't take. Once you give up, you don't come back. Once you give up, you don't get attracted. So you have given up this body consciousness. Now don't come back to it. Other thing, the next. You sing that everything belongs to Baba. So even the body belongs to him. So when you say, now you live unto your words, let him use this body for his divine work. The body is surrendered to the divine. Let him use the way he wants. The next is oblivion, forgetting body. This is most important. How do we forget the body while staying in the body and doing everything with this body? It's quite tough. But yes, there are methods. How do we forget this body? Different methods. First, practicing soul consciousness. Second, love of God. When you are immersed in the love of God, when you are lost in the love of the divine, when you start tasting the divine nectar, then everything starts appearing. Other than this nectar as poison. So love of God. Meditation. Service. Focusing on the breath. Mindful meditation. Observing the sensations. They help you forget the body. And then there are few words you must have heard. These are the Japanese words. Mizaru, Kikazaru, Iwazaru, Sizaru, Omawazaru. These are the five monkeys. Mizaru, means don't see evil. Kizaru. These are the names of the monkeys. There are 5 monkeys. Somewhere there are 3 are given, somewhere 4, some 5. Don't listen anything evil. Iwazaru. Iwazaru is the name of the monkey. Don't speak evil. Don't do evil, Cizaru. And there is one more, Omewazaru. That shows don't even think evil. How does body consciousness enters? When you see something, when you listen to something, when you imagine something, when you do something which is related to body, that time the body consciousness enters. The next method is visualization. Visualize what this body is, what this body is having within it, what sort of dirt and what sort of impurities it carries. The next is affirmation. Create new affirmations to get rid of this body consciousness. The next is diversion. Divert the mind. Don't sit there and test your power of purity. Divert the mind. The next is hypnosis. Hypnosis, self-hypnosis with auto-suggestions. The next is silence and solitude, self-talk. Think, churn deeply. The nature of consciousness and the nature of that which is untrue. Who am I? The next is churning of knowledge. The more you churn this knowledge, the more you read Avyakta Murlis, Sakar Murlis, try to understand them, you move away from body consciousness. The next is exercise. The next is health. When you are healthy, you have less body consciousness. In fact, what is the definition of disease? If I have no pain here in my finger, then I don't remember this finger. But the moment I start having pain, the throbbing pain in this finger, the finger attracts me. The finger makes me conscious of being a body. In fact, health is a state of bodilessness. Disease is a state of body consciousness. So when you're physically healthy, you feel the glimpse of spiritual health as well. Mental health, emotional health, the fluctuations in the emotions and the intellectual brainstorming. Baba said in this Murli, there are 10 heads of Ravan. And what are they? Why, this, that. You cut one, the other arises. So that is one method. One more is nature. When you go in the vicinity of nature, you become unlimited because the nature is unlimited. Move, walk in silence, in solitude. See the calm, the limpid, the unruffled, ripple-less lake. See the reflection of the moon in that lake. See the silent mountains at night. See the flowing river, the gigantic trees, the ocean, the river, the chirpings of the birds, the branches of the tree, the silent, patient earth, the soil, the rock, the stars, the moon, the rising sun, the setting sun. The more you move towards nature, the more you understand the mystery of nature, more you try to understand the mystery of nature, you try understanding the mystery of your existence. Because your existence is rich, nature is rich. Existence is infinite, nature is infinite. When you move towards infinite nature, you move towards the infinity of your existence. So one of the methods to get rid of body consciousness is moving towards nature, enjoying the company of nature, a silent walk, just sitting, close the eyes and observe the sounds, just feel, touch the tree and feel, touch the rock and feel, touch the leaves and feel. See the flowers, the different colors, the textures, the fragrance. What objects are the fountain of the happy stream? What field, what wave or mountain? What objects of thine own kind, what ignorance of pain? Percy B.C. Shelley is talking with the bird. He is so lost. That no more that bird is a bird. Bird thou art. What thou art we know not. What is most like thee? What objects are the fountain of the happy stream? What field, what wave or mountain? What love of thine own kind? What ignorance of pain? Teach me half the gladness that thy brain must know. Such harmonious madness from my lips would flow. The world should listen then as I am listening now. He's writing and writing. And he's moved away from body consciousness. Like an unbodied joy whose race is just begun. Hail to thee, blithe spirit, but thou never wert. That from heaven or near it. Pour is thy full heart in profuse strains of unpremeditated art. So when you move towards nature, you become bodiless. So nature is one method. The next, breath work, pranayama. The next, asanas. They make your body flexible. The next, running. Running is a spiritual meditation. All the marathon runners have told their experience. The stage comes while running, you become bodiless. You don't know your body is running. You are in the body, but out of the body. So that is also one of the methods to forget this body. So these are all the different methods to forget. The next is, think of your body as a gift of the divine. It's something which has been given to you for some time. You use it for proper. It has been given to you. It's not you. What is a practical exercise? Even everything you have in your room, think of them as if you have got them on loan. This mobile, I have got on loan. This mic is on loan. This pen is on loan. So think of everything as if it has been given to you on loan. It's not yours. The next step is think of yourself as a guest in this old house. So there are two houses. The old house where the ego resides and the new house where the soul resides. The old house is the house of ego consciousness, body consciousness. And the new house is the house of soul consciousness. You are just a guest living in this rented house. Remember your real home, remember your angelic form. Remember what this is, the chariot of God. It's not just for the Brahma, it's for you as well. Remember your light, double light form, and the last, die before you die. Learn dying before you die. Dying before the death, die now. Baba said, die fully, not half dead. So these are some of the methods given in this Murli. So what you have to do, you can draw a symbolic art where there are two houses, one ego, one you. The second is declutter session. Today, you can go in your house and clean one cupboard or something which is cluttered everywhere like this. Decluttering session. And whilst decluttering, think, I am removing old energies. Even if that could be a bag. But the consciousness is important. It could be a suitcase. Rearrange things. Declutter. Remove everything unnecessary, unwanted. And this decluttering will become a spiritual exercise when you think, I am removing old energies and old memories of this new old year to usher into a new year. So that is called decluttering session. The third is 10 heads of Maya. Remove. Think of the excuses. What are the factors that hinder my spiritual progress? What are the impediments? Think of them. And how can I cut them off permanently? How can I stab them and impale a trishul in their chest and they die? And the last is light vigil, consciousness walk. Just walk. Light walk. Double light. I am emitting light. So, this is a very powerful Murli. Points are given, but unorganized. Many things are discussed, but very deep. And this is in fact the first in the series. What you have to give up. What is renunciation and what is real renunciation? Renunciation is not just about giving up. It's about celebrating the new. It's not about missing the old. But it is about rejoicing in the new. Jumping and dancing with the new, in the new, for the new. It's welcoming the divine world of soul consciousness. Om Shanti.